Towards the end of the parsha, Avram is blessed by Hashem to have children as numerous as the stars in the heaven and the sands upon the sea. And then the Torah describes there's just one little problem with that, and that is that Sarai, Eshes Avram, Sarah, Avram's wife, Lo Yoldelo, has not had any children. So the two of them together have no children, and they have this tremendous blessing. And Sarah comes up with the following idea. She says to her husband, Avram, I have a Shifcha Mitzris. I have an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. Sarai says to Avram, Hashem has withheld from me children. But bo na el shifchasi, you come marry my shifcha, my maidservant, ulai ibane mimena. Maybe I can be built through her. Very perplexing sentence. What did Sarah mean when she says, ulai ibane mimena? Maybe I will be built from her. I would almost ask that question by saying, what would success look like? Let's say this plan works. What would that look like if she succeeded? I think the simplest explanation of that is the way Rav Hirsch describes that. Rav Hirsch describes that every child has both a physical birth parent, physiological, biological birth parents, the parents who gave birth to this child, but then a child has spiritual parents. They have the parents who invested everything to raise the child, to give to the child everything that the child needs emotionally, spiritually, to develop the character into the person that the child needs to become, and that also is considered a parent of the child. Not just the birth parents, but the spiritual parents. Parents who raise them. And Sarah was suggesting, listen, I can't have a physical child. For some reason, Hashem has withheld it from me. But new, you, Avram, come to my maidservant, Hagar. You'll have a child together, and I'm going to raise that child like it's mine. And then through me raising the child, I will be built through her because I will invest my spiritual energy into this child, and the child will then be considered like my own. That's what success would look like in Rav Hirsch's understanding, for example, of this. But Rashi says something totally different. Rashi says as follows, how will Sarah be built through giving Hagar to Avram? Bizchus, in the merit, she'achnis tzarasi levesi, in the merit that I brought in a tzara, a competitor, I brought in another wife into my own home, in that merit, says Rashi, I will be built through her. What does that mean, that in the merit of bringing in a competitor to my own home, I will be built? What does success look like according to Rashi? What does he mean? So the Maral explains the following idea, which he's going to come back to again when it comes to Rachel and some of our other barren matriarchs. The Maral says, Sarah had the following idea. She said, I don't understand. I don't have any children, but I want it so badly. What do I need to do to show Hashem that I want it so badly that he'll bless me with my own child? I'm going to be machnis, my own tzara. I'm going to enter into a competitor into my own home. I'm going to bring her in just so that I could show Kidei Lekayim told us, so badly do I want to have the child in the home of Avram, and then maybe I'll be built, ulai ibane gam anochi bischusa, I will be built through this, in the merit of this, shiuli banim gamkin, I will have children. How does that work? The Maral concludes, acher shashem yisbarach yir, Hashem will see, shekol kach ani misaveh lehaamid toldos me Avram. So badly do I desire to raise children of Avram's. So badly, I'm willing to bring in my own competitor and then get my hands on a child of Avram to be able to raise that child. So badly do I want to have a child in this house. Hashem will see, you want it so badly, you're willing to do that? You're willing to bring in a competitor just to be able to have a child of Avram's in your hand? I'll give you your own child. That's your desire, that's so badly you want it, I'll give it to you. As the Maral explains when he talks about this again by Rachel, that when Hashem sees how much a person could be mitzdayer, how badly they want it, that Hashem only really gives us, Kadosh Baruch Hu nosein la'adam rak es ma she'ha'adam me'od roitzeh bo. Hashem only gives that which a person really, really wants. We could throw out 1,000 things that we want from Hashem. Similarly to the way that our children might say 1,000 things, bring them to a toy store to pick up a Hanukkah gift or after Pesach, whatever the case may be, I want this, I want this, I want that, I want that. They'll say 1,000, they want everything. But what is it that they really want? It's only until they could let you know what they really want. That's what you're going to give them. Hashem runs the world with us the same. We make 1,000 requests from him. He'll give us that which we really want. How do we show him that it's what we really want? Says the Maral, you have to do something that says, Ad kidei kach, all this far I'm willing to go. I'm willing to bring in, Sarah says, a competitor that she should be with my husband, have a child. I have to have a child in my house of Avram's. That's how badly I want it. When Hashem sees you're willing to do that, success, according to Rashi, says the Maral, then Sarah will have her own child. She'll be blessed with her own child as a result of the actions that she's taking, saying, this is not just another request that I'm asking of you. This is my essence. This is all that I want, and I'm going to do something that goes beyond reason to show you, Hashem, how badly I want this. And when we are willing to do that, when we don't just make a request, we say, I have to have this. And we do the things that we need to do to show this is what it is. That's the thing that Hashem sees. Oh, you want that? I'll bless you with that. That says the Maral is Rashi's understanding of Ulai Ibanet Mimen at the beginning of Perek Tes Zayin. Ulai Ibanet Mimen. I'll be built from her in this merit, in the schus of bringing in my competitor. I myself, as the Maral understands in Rashi, will therefore be blessed with the child.